Next case, please.
The next application is 11,842 Realista B.R. Rodriguez. Seeks a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bridgeway Drive West, approximately 919 feet west of Woodland Circle in Angola by the Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 23254 Bridgeway Drive West in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 11.20, parcel 184. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.2-foot variance. Really noted letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Again, for the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I represent the applicant, Realista Rodriguez, who has applied for a 1.2-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement, and this is for an existing dwelling. Ms. Rodriguez resides in Alexandria, Virginia, unable to attend the hearing this evening. She has executed a sworn affidavit setting forth the facts in support of this application. This affidavit includes a copy of the Sussex County Council printout and two surveys. One survey, which is attached as Exhibit B to her affidavit, was a survey that was performed when she purchased the property in 1994. And then the second survey was just recently prepared in 2016, and that was July 18th of 2016. With your permission, I'd like to introduce the affidavit of Realista Rodriguez into the record.
If you would, please. Thank you.
Ms. Rodriguez states in her affidavit that she purchased this property on December 16th of 1994. The property is located at 23254 Bridgeway West, Lewis, Delaware. Of course, this is located in the Angola by the Bay subdivision. At the time of the purchase, the property was improved by the dwelling that is the subject of this application. A permit for the construction of the dwelling was issued by Sussex County on December 20th of 1985. And I do have a copy of the Sussex County printout confirming that. It's attached to her affidavit as Exhibit A. Certificate of compliance was issued for the dwelling on June 4th of 1986. Although McCann Inc. prepared a survey of the property dated November 8th of 1994 on Ms. Rodriguez's behalf, the survey failed to identify any encroachments. If you look at Exhibit B to Ms. Rodriguez's affidavit, there's no distance for the dwelling to the rear property line. And this is back in 1994, so this predates my time as an attorney. But I assume in light of the fact that there was a certificate of compliance and the surveyor didn't raise an issue with respect to zoning compliance, everyone assumed that it was compliant. Ms. Rodriguez, of course, entered into a contract to sell this property, which is still pending, and that is to James and Stephanie Shirk prior to closing on the sale of the property. The Shirks engaged True North Land Surveying to prepare a survey of the property, and that is the survey that is attached as Exhibit C to the affidavit. This survey is dated July 18th of 2016, and if you look at this survey, you can see that now we have a distance on the rear from the dwelling to the rear lot line, and it shows it's only 18.8 feet, and the required rear setback, of course, is 20 feet. So it disclosed the encroachment of 1.2 feet into the rear yard setback. Again, the dwelling was constructed in 1985. No modifications have been made to the dwelling since Ms. Rodriguez's purchase in 1994. And then prior to the receipt of the survey, Ms. Rodriguez had no idea that the dwelling encroached into the rear yard setback. She actually was not very happy about it when she found out about it, because she did do her due diligence. Upon learning of the encroachment, she promptly filed for a variance to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. This property is unique. It is in a regular shaped lot, and again, it's located on a curved portion of Ridgeway Drive West in the infamous Angola by the Bay subdivision. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of this property, not due to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the zoning code. At this juncture, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. It would be necessary to remove a portion of the dwelling, which has been in its present location for about 30 years. Variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. As set forth in Ms. Rodriguez's affidavit, she did not create the exceptional practical difficulty. She purchased the property with the existing dwelling in 1994. It was her belief until receipt of the survey that all improvements were placed and constructed in compliance with the zoning laws, which belief was supported by the McCann survey, which failed to identify the encroachment, as well as the issuance of the certificate of compliance for the dwelling in 1986. According to Ms. Rodriguez, the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, this dwelling has been in its present location for about 30 years, and Ms. Rodriguez states in her affidavit that she never received any complaints. Thus, we're seeking a variance sufficient to bring this property into compliance with the zoning code, nothing more. It represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation in issue. For those reasons, and based on the affidavit of Ms. Rodriguez, I respectfully request that the board grant the variance application. There's some available for any questions that you may have.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to, excuse me, start then. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Hey. Mr. Edson?
No questions.
Mr. Bedford?
No questions, but another lesson learned. If you, try and go around there yourself and myself, with a tape and back then, and you've got woods in back in there, and pull that tape, you and I would come up with something different. So
I believe
I'm
that's
just,
true.
That's just in fairness to planning and zoning, okay, that sometimes it's tough to do without a survey. Again, you normally need a survey. You presented, what is that, about 127 feet in the back, you say, and
yes.
It's concave in the front, it looks
That's
like.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Berkman?
No questions.
Okay.
It looks to me like that chain link fence in the rear is slightly, I'm reading the survey, it looks like it's slightly on the rear yard for Angola, for their property. Is that what it's? Is that what you're seeing there too?
That is what I'm seeing. Ken Feaster is handling the closing if the variance is approved, and I believe that he is working with the association to get a license for the fence or an easement or something.
I was just trying to think that may be part of the reason why it may not have been, or at least didn't get caught to the extent it is before. And the rear property is owned by the HOA, right?
That's correct.
And is it all wooded? Looks like that from the survey, but aerial. But
I believe it's their just open area there. Okay. I don't believe there are any improvements. You can't see any, that's for sure.
Okay. All right. Thank
Under
you.
The trees.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me. I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11842. The applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for a variance again. Keep in mind that the certificate of compliance was issued in 1985 for for this property. uniqueness of the property is certainly apparent. You asked the question of was concave, and it was answered yes by the applicant. The uniqueness of the property is irregular shaped and cannot otherwise be developed. The would be necessary to try and relocate the shed, which is not too good there. It's been there for 30 years, I believe. It's not created by the applicant because the certificate of compliance for the shed has been under the impression that they were in compliance at all times. Well, not all of the central character of the neighborhood. There's been no complaints. You've asked the audience if there is anyone there and got no response on that portion.
Right.
And it's the minimum variance that would afford relief for the applicant.
And Mr. Rickard, just to clarify, you were saying about the shed, you mean the dwelling? The dwelling can't be moved because that's what the variance was for.
For the dwelling.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's okay. That's okay. We did the math. We know how old you are.
We know how old you are. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard.
Tough on me.
And a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,842. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Trevor?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Burke?
Oh, aye for the reasons I stated.
I know you're a little slow. That's okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Now, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,842 is approved.
Counselor, if you can't have fun doing your job once in a while, it's no use to it, right?
I agree.
Okay. Next case.